This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Jody Kilbasa joins me live in studio. He's the director of the Virginia Film Festival. We have a whole lot we want to talk about this afternoon. You are just back from Sundance, right?
Yeah, a couple weeks back, yes.
Now, for folks who don't know, I'm sure we've heard of it, but what exactly is that?
Well, it is the largest celebration of independent film in the United States. It was, of course, made famous by Robert Redford years ago. I think it was launched with Soderbergh's great film, Sex, Lies, and Videotape.
Oh, yeah, that was
a haven for independent film and one that fosters that. And it's a lot of fun. It's in Park City, Utah.
So there was a lot of snow when you were there.
Oh, there's a lot of snow and also a lot of Olympians training there.
Yeah.
So we were there. In fact, Ski Slope comes down right in the center of town on Main Street.
Kidding. Really?
Yeah.
That's very cool.
Yeah, it is cool.
So, the word on the street is that Sundance has been, Hollywood-fied and now it's been so discovered that it really isn't what it used to be. It's gotten sort of corporate.
Well, I think that that's true on some level, but this year was a return to its roots, supposedly. In fact, there was a big screen slide that went up that said, we are returning to the rebellion. It was really kind of interesting because there's a new artistic director in place who replaced Jeffrey Gilmore. For years, the new artistic director was actually the programmer there, and he replaced Jeffrey Gilmore, who was in place for 20 years, who's gone on to the Tribeca Film Festival. So supposedly, it was a return to the roots of more independent film. And I got to say, there was a lot less big Hollywood star power there this year. There was some, of course, but less than usual.
Now, that wasn't your first Sundance. You've probably been to a few of them,
no,
I would imagine.
Well, actually, I had my own film premiere there 2 years ago. The Deal, that I co-produced, that starred was written and starred Bill Macy and Meg Ryan, Elliot Gould, LL Cool J, and Jason Ritter. And we had our world premiere there. So I've been there as a producer and many times over as the director of a film festival.
That's great. William Macy's one of my favorite actors.
Yeah, Bill's great guy.
What's that movie? Is it The Cooler? That's one of my favorite characters that he played with. The guy from 30 Rock was in it.
Right.
That is a fantastic movie.
Yeah, he's wonderful in that film, and he's great in so many films.
Now, speaking of films, it's Oscar season, and we want to talk about some of the movies that are nominated this year. But before we do, we want to let people know they have a unique opportunity this year, right here in our community, to enjoy the Oscars.
Well, that's right. I'm very proud to announce that we have been officially selected as part of Oscar Night America. There are only 50 charities in the United States that are selected and officially sanctioned to be part of Oscar Night America, and we are one of them. Right here in Charlottesville, the Virginia Film Festival, in association with the Paramount Theater, are going to be screening the Oscars live in high def on what will probably be Virginia's largest screen. Think about it. The big screen at the Paramount Theater in high def screening the Oscars. We're going to start at 6 o'clock on March 7th, and we're going to have some of Charlottesville's best restaurants serving food, beer, wine, soda, popcorn, and the official Oscar program, the one the stars get in their seat, is being shipped to us to be given out, all for $25.
It's an amazing
evening, and the proceeds are going to benefit the Virginia Film Festival and the Paramount Theater.
Now, are tickets for sale now, or they just gone on sale?
Just go online to paramount.net and get your tickets.
There you go, paramount.net. It's March 7th, that is Sunday night. Again, they do it on Sunday nights, right?
That's right, Sunday night. We're starting at 6 o'clock. We're going to have a red carpet entrance. It's emceed by Dan Schutte and Tiffany Sargent of Charlottesville's Newsplex, and should be a lot of fun. It's going to be a live feed from ABC. We're also going to be screening a lot of the red carpet walks and the fashion shows leading up to it. And then at 8 o'clock sharp, we're in the big theater watching it in high def on the big screen at the Paramount.
There you go. Very cool. Now, some of the things that folks will see that night are all of these categories and nominations. Where should we start? Should we start with leading actor nominations?
Well, yeah, I think that's a great place to start. I think there's a tremendous amount of interest in that. And, looking at the lineup, you've got Jeff Bridges in Crazy Heart, George Clooney in Up in the Air, Colin Firth in A Single Man, Morgan Freeman in Invictus, and Jeremy Renner, who's sort of new to the scene in this lead actor role, in The Hurt Locker. And I think the money is on Jeff Bridges in Crazy Heart. I don't know how many people have seen that out there.
I've seen The Hurt Locker. It's the only one on here I've seen.
Remarkable film, an amazing performance, and I think it's likely that Jeff Bridges is going to take
that. Now, is that one of those cases where the all the folks who vote on this just sort of feel like, well, you know, Jeff's been around so long, and this was a good enough performance where it's time that Jeff Bridges won an Oscar, because he's been nominated many times before, hasn't he?
Yes.
Or was this just a blow away, just unbelievable performance?
I think it's an unbelievable performance in this case, and I think that the fact that he is well-liked and admired is not going to hurt him in any way, shape, or form.
So your money's on Jeff Bridges.
It is.
There you go. Now, have you seen these other films? Crazy Heart, Up in the Air?
I haven't seen A Single Man yet. Or Invictus, but Crazy Heart's a wonderful film. Up in the Air, I love George Clooney. I really do. The guy's really engaging. I think he's a wonderful actor. I don't necessarily feel that this is his year in this film, but it was a very interesting film and a lot of fun.
I saw George Clooney. We're talking with Jody Kilbasa of the Virginia Film Festival. I saw George Clooney recently, one of the funniest George Clooneys I've ever seen. And it was in that new Coen Brothers movie, and I can't remember the name of it, but it takes place in Washington,
right,
and they find these CIA papers. That's laugh out loud funny.
Burn This.
Is that what, Burn This? So,
yeah.
Yeah, because it also stars, what's his name, who married the girl that adopted the kids. They're always on the magazines. He plays this guy who works in a gym. It is so funny.
Brad Pitt.
Yes, he's in it. And hilarious. I mean, George Clooney and Brad Pitt play these characters that they never play. And it's fantastic.
But, you know, Clooney has that. He did this in Oh Brother, Where Art Thou. He's got that side to him where he can play something that's over the top, you know.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I think that's what I admire so much about his career, is that he's able to do this. Plus, he's been able to direct and to produce. And he's a talented guy.
How about leading actress?
Leading actress. You know, it seems like this could be Sandra Bullock's year in The Blind Side, which would be really, really interesting, because I think that was something that initially some critics turned their nose up, and suddenly it's, you know, she's been winning these awards, and, you know, God bless her. Maybe it's her time.
When I think of Sandra Bullock, I never really think of an Oscar-winning actress.
No, I don't think you do, except
I think
this could
of,
be her time.
I'm a federal agent. There's a bomb on the bus, you know?
But it's great. It's great to see an actress make a turn in their career. And, you know, if indeed this is the film, that's great. I, you know, it'll be interesting to see if the film carries enough weight to propel her to victory in this situation. I mean, you always have somebody like Meryl Streep, who is an obvious choice as well. But, you know, I don't know that she has any room for this on her shelf anymore.
How many has she won?
I can't keep up with it.
At least two, right?
I believe she's now been nominated more than anybody, and she's won so many that it's remarkable.
Whenever you hear other...
Katharine Hepburn had the most nominations before.
Jody, whenever you hear other actors talking about acting, they always mention her as like, oh, well, you know, she's the best. Why is that? What is it about Meryl Streep that even the people who are really good at it look at her and say, you're the best?
Well, because I think there's two in Hollywood, there's two kinds of actors sometimes, in the sense that you have stars, people that are themselves, that are likable, they're charismatic, and they portray themselves in that role. And then you
like
have
a Tom Cruise.
Like a Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
And then they can't get away from who they are. They kind of dominate, their personality dominates. And then you have somebody like a Meryl Streep, who is more chameleon-like in how she gets under the skin of the character and becomes that person. I mean, she's famous for her dialects, for gaining weight, for losing weight, for changing her look, for adding a nose, for all the things that she's done to remarkably alter her appearance. So that at the end of the day, she really inhabits that character.
We're talking with Jody Kilbasa of the Virginia Film Festival. Honored to have him live in studio. So that's your pick for leading actress. You think it's going to go to Sandra Bullock over Helen Mirren for The Last Station?
I'm not saying that would be my choice. I'm saying that's what I think might happen.
I hear you. What is your choice?
Was
it Sandra Bullock, Helen Mirren for Last Station, Carrie Mulligan for An Education? How do you pronounce that name?
I believe it's Bori Sadeeb
for Precious.
Yes, and that would be my choice.
She played the actual character Precious?
Yeah, and it was a remarkable performance.
I haven't seen that. I've heard it was a really powerful movie.
Yeah, it is powerful. I mean, not necessarily a pleasant movie to watch, but an incredibly powerful emotional film.
Yeah. Let's go to let's look at animated feature, because these are, I can say, I think I've seen most of these because I have 2 8-year-olds. Coraline, Fantastic Mr. Fox, The Princess and the Frog, The Secret of Kells, I haven't seen that one, and Up.
I think that Up will win this film.
As much as I liked Coraline.
It's also nominated. You know, there's only one other animated feature that's ever been nominated for Best Picture, and that was Beauty and the Beast. And I'm close friends with Paige O'Hara, who played the voice of Belle in Beauty and the Beast.
Really?
And I was at that premiere many, many years ago. You know, I think again, Up is the odds on favorite here. I think it's likely to win.
Yeah. Up. Although I will tell you, I wasn't crazy about Fantastic Mr. Fox. I liked the look of it.
Yeah.
But I didn't like the story. The story sort of bored me, and I was ready for that movie to be over when it was over.
You know what I kind of liked? I liked The Princess and the Frog because it seemed to me to be a throwback to the older Disney films in terms of the look and the feel and the animation, which I really enjoyed.
Yeah, and I liked Coraline. I actually own that, and that's one of my two kids. That's one of our favorite movies. Really? That is a fantastic movie.
I've heard it scares some children.
Yeah, well, that's why we don't watch it much anymore. We did like it a lot, and then we started waking up in the middle of the night with some dreams. It is a little scary. Yeah, it is a little scary. We're talking with Jody Kielbasa of the Virginia Film Festival. Where should we go next? Your pick.
You know, I'd like to go back for just a second to Sundance here, because I saw, if I could, if
sure,
I could
journey
back in time, you know, one of the advisory board members of the Virginia Film Festival, Glenn Williamson, who had a film with Matthew Broderick in the festival, Wonderful World, had a new film, Happy Thank You More Please, during the festival. It was the very first film I saw at Sundance, and one of my favorite, just a really great feel-good film, typical, you know, everything you see practically in New York deals with a group of neurotic New Yorkers.
Yeah.
You know, and this happened to be a group of neurotic New Yorkers that you happen to really, really like. And it was a pleasure to watch.
So not like
this
a
film.
Woody Allen movie where you don't really nobody's
well,
really all that likable.
Like the Woody Allen characters, but there's a lot of times, you know, there's some films out there, particularly some indie films that deal with a group of neurotic New Yorkers that you want to have nothing to do with.
Yeah.
Nevertheless, sit in a dark theater and watch them for an hour and a half. But this was really a fun, very engaging film. I really enjoyed it. It's by Josh Radner, who wrote and directed it, and he also stars in How I Met Your Mother. But he was wonderful in the film, as was the rest of the cast. And largely, they're not household names, the people in this film. And I think it was a pleasure to watch and discover some new talent out there that I was not quite as familiar with.
Now, these the films that you saw at Sundance a few weeks ago, those are in the pipeline headed to movie theaters, a lot of them?
No, most of them are not in the pipeline. Most of them do not have distribution. And many of them were being picked up while I was at Sundance, some since then. But many of them do not know what their future holds.
That's a shame,
point.
Isn't it?
So, well, it's a shame, but it's also what you do as a filmmaker. I mean, that happened to me when we brought the film The Deal there. We were anticipating. In fact, it was the year that Sundance was supposed to be crazy and there were supposed to be all these big deals. And in reality, very little sold that year. And my movie ended up not getting a theatrical release and instead went to video. And that was a shame because I thought it was fun.
Yeah, yeah. Thought it was worth at least getting into some theaters in some markets.
It was going to change your life for the best film to come down the pike, but I will promote my own movie. Rent it. Yeah. The Deal. Go see it.
We are talking with Jody Kielbasa of the Virginia Film Festival. Any other movies you saw out at Sundance that really wowed you?
I saw a movie, Hesher, with Joseph Gordon-Levitt, who unbelievable role. He plays this kind of heavy metal nihilist kind of guy who inhabits the home of a younger boy and just walks in one day and starts taking over the home while the father, who's just lost his wife, can't deal with this guy who unannounced comes into the home and turns this place upside down. And it's kind of an off the wall, very, very dark comedy. And I saw another film, Four Lions, basically about four terrorists in England that attempt to become suicide bombers.
Wow.
And they're hapless. They do everything wrong. And you would think there's no way you can make a comedy about this subject. And the filmmaker actually pulls it off. It's very, very funny, disturbing, walks the line of you know, gosh, is this mining territory that's really uncomfortable? In many cases, it is.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It's a really great dark comedy as well.
Well, after we saw that Italian filmmaker who did the comedy a few years ago in the 90s, was it Life is Beautiful?
Yes.
About the comedy of a concentration camp.
Yes, exactly.
That was actually very funny.
Yes, and touching and poignant as well. I love that film.
Yeah,
really, really love
that's
that
great
film.
So did you see, as a director of your own film festival, Do you see things at Sundance that you could then invite them? Hey, if you want, we'd love to have you.
Absolutely.
Do an extended invitation.
That's exactly why I'm there. I go to a number of festivals during the year, Tribeca, Silver Docks, the Toronto Film Festival, a couple of others during the year that I'll take a look at or send a representative out there. And the idea is to take a look at films that we could possibly bring in here to Charlottesville for the Virginia Film Festival.
Yeah, that's very exciting.
Yeah.
So any definites for this year yet?
Well, in my mind, there's a lot of definites. But, you know, we're still a good 9 months or so out from the Virginia Film Festival. And
a lot can still happen.
You know, it's still cooking. You don't know what's going to happen. I'll be seeing more films. And then, you know, some of these films, they may be sold and they may get in theaters before then. And then again, they may be still hanging out, waiting for a deal, and they'll be in the Virginia Film Festival, which is what I hope. I certainly hope that I can get Happy Thank You More, Please. But I don't know the future of that film yet.
Jody Kielbasa is the director of the Virginia Film Festival. Before we let you go, Best Picture at the Oscars 2010.
Whoa, you know, that's going to be such a call. And I hope that you are all there with me at the Paramount Theater.
On March 7th.
To see this with us. But looking at this lineup, and it's interesting, they increased the ballots this year. There's 10. There's 10 nominations for Best Picture this year, which makes it even more difficult.
Why'd they do that?
I think that they were trying to include other films in categories sometimes that have been left. Up is a perfect example as an animated film that probably would not have made this nomination under a more narrow selection process here.
So Up is on the list.
Yeah. It's really kind of interesting to take a look at this, and I think.
Well, tell me what is your. I don't know if you've seen all the ones on this list because there's so many there. But
yeah,
what's your personal pick, and then what's your Hollywood pick that you think will win?
You know, I
mean, Avatar's going to win, right?
You know,
you think, or?
Jokingly, I'm up in the air about this film, right? about this choice right now. I don't know if Avatar is going to win or not.
Have you seen that?
Whether there'll be a backlash. Yes, and it's amazing. It's going to change the way we look at films, but...
It didn't blow you away.
No. I love the film. The question is, there's going to be a lot. There's always the old kind of sci-fi film, theoretically, make it. And that's never happened before.
Really? It would be the first.
It would be the first that would ever be Best Picture. And I don't know. You know? You might argue it's not a sci-fi film, but it's about other things, which of course it is. But nonetheless, in that setting, in that genre, so to speak. This is so difficult looking at
this. We got Avatar, The Blind Side, District 9.
I think Hurt Locker is going to take it, actually.
Really?
I do.
I didn't think that was that great. I saw it. I was like, oh, this is a good movie, but it didn't blow me away.
That's what makes horse races.
I did enjoy Inglourious Basterds.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun. It was almost like a foreign film. I mean, most of the scenes are in German with subtitles.
Well, it's really interesting that the guy who's been winning all the supporting actor roles is, you know, a guy that pretty much nobody's ever heard of before. Christopher Walsh. And, it'll be interesting to see if he takes that home there, too.
Interesting. Jody Kielbasa is the director of the Virginia Film Festival. Join him on March 7th at the Paramount Theater. You can get tickets for that big night at paramount.net. Watch the Oscars on the big screen with some of the best food, beer, and wine in Charlottesville. Join your neighbors March 7th at the Paramount Theater and see the Oscars in style. Jody, thank you so much.
Thank you, Coy. Pleasure to be here.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.